you to sleep. Hear the word of God. Be set free. I said, be set free. Today, anything that enemy has taken away from you, collect it in the name of Jesus. I say, collect it in the name of Jesus. That business that is crawling, oh yeah, move with speed in the name of Jesus. That brain that is dull, I prophesy, oh yeah, receive excellence in the name of Jesus. I say, receive excellence in the name of Jesus. That weak GP, oh yeah, I jack in the name of Jesus. I say, jack up in the name of Jesus. I say, jack up in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. Jam your hands together for Jesus. Hallelujah. Please have your seat. The Lord is good. And all the time. Somebody is not speaking. Say, the Lord is good. And all the time. I desire to hear the voice of one person and that person is not speaking. Say, the Lord is good. And all the time. I appreciate God for grace giving me. I want to appreciate my father for giving me this great opportunity to stand before God. Like I used to say, every time I have the privilege to share the word of God, whatever minute, even a minute, I see it as a rare privilege. Why? Because God's word is God himself. God does nothing without his word. So if God to trust you and put his word in your mouth, he has put himself inside of you. And that is the greatest thing I think that God can do for a man. I appreciate this grace and I appreciate the man of God and I appreciate my mama. Please damn your hands together for Jesus in their life. I appreciate the grace that God has given them. It's my prayer always that God will continue to strengthen you and increase your anointing in the name of Jesus. Like I said, tonight we are looking at breakthrough. Breakthrough via overflowing grace. Breakthrough via overflowing grace. Tonight is a night of prayers and it's a night to receive. You are not just going to pray, but you will receive. Breakthrough should be a daily experience of every believer. Breakthrough should be a daily experience for every believer. Permit me to read 2 Samuel. Open your Bible to 2 Samuel chapter 5. 2 Samuel chapter 5. I'm going to start reading from 17 to 25. 2 Samuel 5 from verse 17 to 25. But when the Philistines heard that they had anointed David king over Israel. I like you to listen very well. But when the Philistines heard that they had anointed David king over Israel, all the Philistines came up to seek David. All of them came up to seek David. Why? Because he was anointed. And David heard of it and went down to the hole. The Philistines also came and spread themselves in the valley of Ram. And David inquired of the Lord, saying, shall I go up to the Philistines without delivering them into my hand? And the Lord said unto David, go up, for I will doubtless deliver the Philistines into thy hand. And David came to Perazim, and David smote them there and said, this is what he said. He said, the Lord has broken forth upon my enemy before me. And as the bridge of water, therefore, he called the name of that place Baal Perazim. Praise the Lord. And there they left their image, and David and his men burned them. And the Philistines came up yet again and spread themselves in the valley of Ram. And when David inquired of the Lord, he said, shall thou not go up? Verse 23 again. And when David inquired of the Lord, he said, shall thou not go up, but fetch a compass behind them and come upon them over against the myrtle tree? And let it be, when thou hear the sound of a going in the top of the mulberry tree, that then thou shalt bestir thyself, for then shall the Lord go out before thee to smite the host of Philistine. Verse 25. And David did so. and as the Lord had commanded him, as me the Philistine from Gibeah, unto thou come to Gaza. Praise the Lord. We see here that David was anointed. That anointing provoked enemy. Where was Philistines when this young boy was in the wilderness tending the sheep and feeding them? Ladies and gentlemen, anointing provoke opposition. If you ever need anointing for breakthrough, get ready to fight. If you must be blessed, get ready to fight. If you need a breakthrough, get ready to fight. Because all these things attract them. This boy was anointed as a king, and those people, they heard it, that he was anointed, then they came. But God gave him breakthrough. I prophesy to your life tonight. God will give you breakthrough tonight in the mighty name of Jesus. Whatever the problem you are passing through, whatever it is that your challenge is, tonight is the end of them in the name of Jesus. Listen, God delights in making his people to break through from heavy opposition and from heavy challenges. God wants breakthrough for you. As a matter of fact, he delights it. He wants you to be set free from heavy limitations. He wants to give you breakthrough over that addiction. He wants to give you breakthrough over that challenges. He wants to give you breakthrough over your hurt. He wants to give you breakthrough over lack. He wants to give you breakthrough over the cost. He wants to give you breakthrough over that stiff situation. He wants to give you breakthrough over poverty. God desires to do it. He like it. Bible says that he delights. He takes pleasure in the prosperity of his people. He want to do it. He want to do it. That is his job. He want to be blessing you and see you becoming great. If your earthly father has ever prayed for you, or your mother has ever prayed for you, that you will be great in life, that you will be greater than I am, how much more than our Father who is in heaven that has everything in his hand. This God want to give you a breakthrough. He delighted. He want to set you free. And that is why we are here tonight. I'd like you to take today, to see today as a day of encounter, that every opposition and every limitation around your life, the Lord will give you liberty in the name of Jesus. From where we read, we are going to look at five keys for a breakthrough. Five keys for a breakthrough. Number one, if breakthrough is your portion, if breakthrough is your delight, is what you want, is your desires, is your what you are longing for it. Number one, what must I do? What must I do? Number one, decide to step out of your comfort zone. If you want to break through from where you are, you want to move to where God wants you to be, number one thing you must do is to decide to step out of your comfort zone. Decide to step out of your comfort zone. The place where we read, Bible scholar made us to understand that earlier before this, the Philistines began to wage war with Israelites for about 8 years. Even before King Saul died, before he died, they were oppressing them for 8 years. King David should have stayed in his palace and be enjoying all the goodies. After all, he has been anointed as a king, and palace is there, and everything is free. But look at what the Bible says in verse 18. The Bible says that David went down. He left the palace, and he went to the hole. He left his comfort zone to face the opposition. If you want breakthrough, my brother and my sister, get ready to step out of your comfort zone. You just have to decide. If you don't decide, nothing will fall in place for you. You see, a comfort zone, what do you mean by comfort zone? A comfort zone is a place of rest where you enjoy, you feel comfortable. There is no pushing, and you feel as if you are on top. You feel as if everything is done. You feel as if you are the top of the world. You just have to step out if you want breakthrough. You know, the first step, the starting point of every major breakthrough in life is a major decisions. If you ever see a man that is enjoying breakthrough or that breakthrough or breakthrough in life, is a man that made a major decision. The first step in breakthrough in life is making decisions that is necessary. And that decision is to step out of your comfort zone. You see, many people just wish breakthrough. You don't just wish for breakthrough. You pursue it. Somebody say, pursue it. Help me preach to two people. Say, pursue breakthrough, pursue breakthrough, pursue it, pursue it. Say, pursue it. But my pastor will say, as just some people are, and I will laugh. Say, do you need breakthrough? Do you need? Because it doesn't happen that way. In Psalm 63, in verse 1, David said something. He said, oh Lord God, my soul tasted after thee, and my flesh longeth. Psalm 63, verse 1. He said, oh Lord, my soul longeth. In other words, I desire breakthrough. And I said, and my flesh longeth. If you ever desire anything, don't let it be only by your soul again or by your mind again. Let your flesh follow. And that is why, if anybody desire breakthrough, and you, oh God, I need to set free from this addiction. Oh God, I need to set free. I don't want to be sick again. I don't want to waste my money in the hospital again. But you can't fast. Ladies and gentlemen, how is it going to happen? If your heart desire it, your flesh will feel it. If your heart desire it, your flesh should feel it. He said, my soul longeth. You look at it. He said, oh God, thou my God, early will I seek thee. My soul tasted for thee. And because my soul tasted, he said, then my flesh longeth. That must be corresponded between your soul and your body. For breakthrough to emerge, just two more, there must be a shaking. To get what you've never get before, you have to do what you've never done before. That is the starting point of every breakthrough. That is the starting point of every... Look at the man called Ben Batimo in Mark chapter 10. The Bible said that this man was there. Only God knows how many years or how long this man was in that state. In Mark 10, if you read from verse 46, the Bible says that this man heard about Jesus. Where is he sitting? Did you say Jesus? I can't hear you. Please. Who was that? Who was passing? You said Jesus? And the Bible said that he cried, said, oh, thou son of David, have mercy on me. Thou son of David, have mercy on me. And everybody look at it. What is happening to you? Shut up. He's not looking for someone like you. And the Bible mentions that he cried them all. Thou son of David, have mercy. When he heard that man, the shout caught his attention. He said, who is this man? And you know, I like to call your attention to verse 50. In verse 50, Jesus said to him, he said, come. Excuse me. To where? A blind man. Look at verse 50. Let's even look at verse 41. Look at verse 41. 49. 49, look at what Jesus said. And Jesus stood still. When he heard that voice, he stood still. And commanded him to come. He said, he commanded him to be called. He said, okay, call that man. And they called the blind man. Saying unto him, he said, well, see, be of good cheer. Just arise. He called thee. He's calling you. You say he called me? In verse 50, what happened? Look at what happened. A blind man. But say, and he, casting away his garment, when he first rose up from where he seated, say, okay, this thing will obstruct me. Pull her. And Bible said that he arose. And when he arose, he moved with speed to meet Jesus. This is a man that was blind. Jesus, how dare you calling a man that is blind to come? Which way will he pass? What role will he pass? Do you assign anybody to take it? That man was upset and said, I don't see anybody to take me. Just like a man at the pool. I don't see anybody to take me. Please, can you take me? He will remain there.
But he arose. I can't miss this opportunity. So he left his comfort zone and received his miracle. Tonight, you are receiving your own miracle in the name of Jesus. Also, Esther, in the book of Esther, chapter 4. If you begin to read from verse 13 to 17, the Bible says that there was a plot against the Jews. They wanted to scatter them. They wanted to destroy them totally. And when Mordecai heard it, he called Esther. He said, see, you are a king now. But let me tell you, this seat you are seated, if care is not taken, you are dead. You are a dead queen seated on the throne. If you don't take step now. The woman looked at it. See, we have procedures and we have rules. We have protocols that we follow here. Nobody ever visits the king without being invited. Say, I can't go. Look at verse 16. When in verse 16, Esther now said to them, said, go, gather together all the Jews. Now, Mordecai spoke sense to her. He said, you will die if you don't take steps. Now, in answer to this, he said, okay, let all of us present ourselves in Susan and fast for me. And neither eat nor drink 3 days. Night or day, they need breakthrough, so they have to. The flesh must feel it. You have to fast, don't eat and don't drink. Say, I also and my meetings we fast likewise, and so will I go in unto the king, which is not according to the law. And listen to this: say, if I perish, I perish. Oh, I used to have a message. I have that message. I like listening to it. It was preached by T.D. Jakes. He said, if I die, I die. After all, I will resurrect. That message is actually about overcoming your fear. Say, if I die, I die. After all, I will resurrect. This point says, if I perish, I perish. I have to take decisions. I have to take steps. Do you need a breakthrough? Take step. Get out of your comfort zone. And you know, comfort zone can be your mom's and some and status quo's. You know, mom's is something that is usual, or better put it, a general acceptable way of doing things. Why do you say moms? It's general acceptable way of doing things. What are some moms that you have inside you that you develop that is on your head? What are some general acceptable way of you doing things? You don't do the same thing the same way and expect a different result. That is insanity. There must be a different approach. Your business must be approached in a different way to get breakthrough. In your career, a new fire must be there. In your study, a new fire, a new seriousness must be there. To ever secure breakthrough, a seriousness is needed for you to get out. If you take you to begin to read in the night, don't say, I don't like reading in the night. You don't like it, but you need it. It's not about what you like, it's about what you need. Don't say, I don't like fasting. Please, if you ever need breakthrough in your life, fast. You have to step out of this. And status schools, is a present conditions or the way things are now. What are one of the things that keep people permanent in the sport is because of norms and status schools. They are not ready to confront it. If you ever want breakthrough, confront them and breakthrough those things. Are the those ones that's hindering you from getting to your breakthrough? But tonight, I see you setting free in the name of Jesus. Listen to me. Don't allow other people's failure to determine your destination. And see, never make mistake of forming your own conclusions based on other people's conditions. Why will you allow other people's limitations to become your own limitation? The white brother is their father. Was the one that conceived the idea of making an aeroplane. But that man never did it until he died. They told him, he said, it can never happen. His children, they come up again, okay, we want to run with this. And all the journalists, they began to say many things, and they are making jest of them. Say, nobody has ever done it. Listen, if nobody has ever done it, you are not nobody, you are somebody. You should do it. They say in your family, nobody has ever risen to a place of envy. You are getting there in the name of Jesus. Sir. Say nobody has ever drive car yelling. You are driving it in the name of Jesus. Sir. I say you are driving it in the name of Jesus. Sir. You know, as a student, some years ago, it was a norms. We have a lecturer in our schools that's taking us a law. And that man, you know, he is very, very charismatic. And You know, he doesn't want people to pass his test. Of course, he doesn't want failing people, but he doesn't want people to pass his test. And this is because, you know, if he scare you, you score zero. So you come and appeal to him, you will bring money. If you are a lady, he will sleep with you and things like that. So, before I came, I heard a lot about him. And, you know, the highest, score of his test was 4. The highest was 4. When I heard it, I said, it was Tolu, my friend. I said, bro, I'm breaking this rule. And you know, the faith came on me and I began to say it everywhere. Osa, you know, his name is Osa. We call him Osa. It's not his real name, but the nickname is Osa. I said, Osa, we know that a new person has come. So his name, we know. I was making dangerous confession. So people look at me and say, okay, we see it. So some people even bet it. You know what? My soul desire, so my flesh, you know, also longing. I read and read and read and read and read. I read to the point that I was quoting laws. I was quoting cases. When the test came, you know, and one of the ways by which he got people because, you know, the way he asked questions, he twisted it and we use big grammar to confuse you. I can never forget that question. The question was, I said, it is a general phenomenon that 99 constitutions has become a ground norm to Nigerian. Do you concur? Critically support your answer with relevant judicial connotation. When I saw that, he now wants to disgrace us. He said, okay, it's an open test. If you have your textbook, bring it out. Everybody brought out their textbook and they were, my home was there, but I look and say, I can't open my textbook. And I was, and it's 10 minutes. His test never passed 10 minutes. For 5 minutes, I was thinking, well, I know this is it. But Holy Ghost said, this is the question he's asking. So I answered everything. I tabled everything, cited all the cases, cited all the section of the law and everything. I submitted. When the man we gave us that script, to the glory of God, he marked me 7.5. So when he called my name, Ajagun Ebenezer, who are you? And I was his classmate. Come. 8.5. Then he quickly changed it to 8. And I said, this is the first time. This is the first time somebody will score this kind of mark. And I dipped his hand in his pocket and he gave me 1,500. Praise the Lord. Today, you are changing level in the name of Jesus, sir. That is number one. Get ready to break loose from your comfort zone. Number two is inquiry. Look at verse 19 of that place where we read. 2 Samuel. Verse 19, hey. The Bible makes us understand David inquiry of the Lord. Inquiry means to ask questions. To inquire means to ask questions. You see, to break through, there are some deep questions you must ask yourself. As a matter of fact, according to God's prescription in Haggai chapter 1, the first thing that God tells you whenever you are in any situation that is unbearable, the first thing that he asks of you is to think. He asks you to think. Look at, let us have it on the screen. Haggai chapter 1. Let's look at verse 6 and verse 7. The 41st thing that God recommends when you are in any state that you don't want is to think. Look as he said, you have so much and bring in little. You eat, but you do not have enough. You drink, but you are not filled with drink. You clothe, but there is not warm. And he that earned wages. To put it into a bag with oil. You know, Mama was sharing testimony of a woman who prayed. And when you see a man or woman, when he prayed of somebody's, you know, taking away the money, then the next day, discovered that two rats came. I have another testimony, but time will not permit me. Now, look at verse 7. Look at what was God's recommendation, verse 7. Thou seest the Lord of hosts, consider your way. Consider me, think. There are some deep questions you must ask yourself. Why am I in this state? What am I supposed to be doing that I'm not doing? How did I find myself in this spot? Why am I an average student? Why is it that every time I open my shop, 4, 5, 6 customers are those that are trooping in? What is happening to me? What is it that I ought to do that I'm not doing? What is it that I'm doing? I'm doing that I'm not supposed to do. What is needed to be done? Deep thinking You know, Yoruba people will tell you, say, bara esoro. Have you ever heard that before? In other words, talk to yourself. When they tell you that kind of a thing, it means that they have spoken to you many things, many times, time again and again, and you don't hear. So it is only you that can talk to yourself. Say, deep thinking. Deep thinking. Before you begin to speak to God, just, what is it? You know, there's a story of a powerful man of God, a testimony. He said, when he entered into school as an undergraduate level student, this fellowship he was attending, before he discovered that they were few. So every time he entered into that fellowship, he would be asking himself, why are we so few? You know, when you are asking this kind of question, you are not asking yourself to say, are you going to shame me? No, no, it's not a destructive thinking, it's a constructive thinking that will bring revolution. So why are we so few? So that's the question he always, why are we so few in this? People are there in schools. We know many of them that are in court. Why are we so few? He said one day one of his friends invited him to a party and he discovered there are many crowd. So another time a musician was coming to their schools and he said, everybody was shouting, everyone. So he looked at him, look at the crowd. But why are we so few in the fellowship? Then that single question he had, God began to open his eyes to the secret of God's growth. And today he was one of the best, he's the one of the best pastor we ever have in this world, not in Nigeria alone. Is in all the continents of this nation, of this world, because he has a question: why are we so few? And God tell him what he ought to do. This is what to do. This is what to do today. God is going to show you what to do in the name of Jesus. Number three, divine direction. Divine direction. In verse 19b, God told him, he said, "Go up." You see, some question we ask ourselves in life is in between what, why, how, where, when. What, how, when, where, how. These are some of the questions we ask. And God wants to lead you in all of this direction. God wants to lead you into what? What means what to do. What to do. You see, you don't have to do everything that everybody is doing. Because when you look at the story of Isaac in Genesis chapter 30, in verse 30, the man walked up to his in-law. He said, "Sir, when shall I provide for my own house? When shall I provide for my own house?" And when you look at it, by the time we get to verse 38 to 39, God began to tell him what to do. And in verse 43, let's read it, verse 43. Look at what happened. Look at what's happened. God began to tell, he told him what to do. Say, what, this is what to do. And the man increased exceedingly, and he had more cattle and maid servant and camel and horses. This shall be your testimony in the name of Jesus. Why? Because God told him what to do. Today, you will receive what to do in the name of Jesus. Then God also wants to lead you onto where. Where means location. Location. You see, some major breakthroughs sometimes is geographical, especially in business. Some major breakthrough is geographical. Look at Abraham in Genesis chapter 12. I believe God wanted to bless him, but where he was, God cannot pour his blessing on him. Then God told him in verse 1, he said, "Hey, get out from your father's hand, for your father's house. Get out from this land to a land I'm going to show you." Meaning that is where God wanted to bless him. And the man obeyed. Then he left, and the blessing came upon him. Also, Isaac, in Genesis chapter 26, in verse 1, the man wanted to emigrate. God told him, "No, don't go. All the people are going to Egypt, but don't go. Stay here. Stay here." And in verse 6, the Bible made us to understand that he prosperous. Today, God will lead you to where you ought to go in the name of Jesus. Another way God wants to say is how. How is about approach. You can't do the same thing the same way, expect different results. In Joshua chapter 6, in verse 1 and 5, God told them the approach to pull down the walls of Jericho. He gave them supernatural strategy to destroy the wall. Also, Peter, in Luke chapter 5, the Bible says that Peter tore all night and he catch nothing. But when the master came, he said, "Hey, release your net into the deep, this deep, release it there." And when he done that, the Bible said he catch much fish. Tonight, God is going to give you strategies that will transform your life, that will transform your business, that will transform your family, that will transform your career in the mighty name of Jesus. Not only that, also, God wants to give you when. When means timing. Timing, the right time you have to take step. Look at the story of a man called the children of Issachar. In 1 Chronicles chapter 12,
If you read verse 32, the Bible says, these men are men that have the perfect understanding of time. And because they have perfect understanding of time, they were ahead. They are ahead. They are ahead. They are ahead. God placed them ahead. Why? Because the right timing of time was decoded. God is going to give you the right timing for you to set out when you ought to set out in the mighty name of Jesus. And you know, the next thing, which is number four, key, is courage. Somebody say courage. Step, a fearful man, we find it so hard to break through. To break through, you need courage. To break through, you must take the step of faith. A step of faith. Look at the story of four lepers. In 2 Kings chapter 7, the Bible says that this one, they were lepers. And they were not allowed to enter into the city. But first time in history, the conference of lepers was held. And these people had a conference and they deliberated. They said, now listen to this. Why sit we here till we die? So why sit we here till we die? After all, if we are here, if we seated here, we will die. And if we enter into the city, there is war in the city. Hey, so let us go. If we die, we die. And if we survive, we survive. And this one, they left. They entered into the city. And when they enter, God granted them breakthrough. God is infusing into you courage to take step in the name of Jesus. I said the step of faith that you are ought to take tonight is the night you will take it in the name of Jesus. And number five is prayer. And this is where I'm going to stop. To bring about breakthrough, you need prayer. David prayed. And when he prayed, God answered. Tonight, as you are going to pray, heaven will hearken to your voice in the mighty name of Jesus. If you are blessed, shout hallelujah. I'd like you to rise to your feet right now. I'd like you to rise to your feet. If you want to clap, it's a blessed time to clap. Clap your hands together to me, together for Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen. Are you ready to pray? Do you need a breakthrough? Help me ask somebody. Do you need a breakthrough? Oh, say, do you need a breakthrough? If that person is not answering, turn it to another person. Do you need a breakthrough? Let me announce to you that breakthrough is available. Your breakthrough is available. Your breakthrough is available. I'd like you to say this after me. Say, oh God. Say, oh God. As I begin to pray, I receive anointing to break through. As I receive to pray, as I begin to pray, Holy Ghost, envelop me. As I begin to pray, angels, hearken to my voice. As I begin to pray, let the heavens be open. Let the heavens be open. Let the heavens be open. In Jesus' mighty name we are praying. Number one prayer you are going to pray. Say, my Father, grant me unusual breakthrough this year. Open your mouth and turn it to prayer. In the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and turn it to prayer. Father, grant me unusual breakthrough this year. I need an unusual breakthrough. The one that never been in record. The one that is not recorded in the Guinness Book of Records. That kind of breakthrough is what I need, oh God. That kind of breakthrough is what I need, oh God. This year, Father, grant me. In the name of Jesus. This year, oh God, grant me my own breakthrough. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name we are praying. Say, my Father. Say, my Father. Let the result of my labor be evident. Open your mouth and pray. Open your mouth and pray. In the name of Jesus. Lord, I don't want to labor in vain this year. Let the result of my labor be so evident. Let the whole world see it. Let the whole world see it. In the name of Jesus. Let the whole world see it. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name we are praying. That some people, it's not that they are not making progress, but their progress is slow. It is slow. You actually, there are some breakthrough God has given to you last year. But you know, it's not, it can't be measured up to what God expects from you. And therefore, you are going to ask for speed. You are going to ask for speed. I like you to cry this loud and clear. Say, my Father! Speed up my breakthrough! with your grace. Open your mouth and pray in the name of Jesus. My Father, oh, speed up my breakthrough in the name of Jesus. With your grace, oh God, let my breakthrough speed up in the mighty name of Jesus. Let my breakthrough speed up in the mighty name of Jesus. Let it speed up in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus. Let it speed up in the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and pray. You are not